The Great Northern Radio Show is broadcast before a live studio audience.
Well, here we are, Nikolai. We brought the Great Northern Radio Show to Grand Marais on the scenic north shore of Lake Superior.
Yep, tip of the arrowhead. Minnesota's nose.
Voted Budget Travel Magazine's coolest small town in America for 2015.
And how could they be wrong?
They couldn't be wrong, Nikolai.
No, no indeed. No.
There's the New York Times, there's the Washington Post,
yeah,
and then there's Budget Travel Magazine.
What else do you need?
Those are your top three right there. Say, look, it's Matthew Brown. Look, yeah, he's right here. He's the program director of WTIP.
Hey!
The good thing he was waiting here when we pulled up the car. We're broadcasting our show on WTIP right now, as well as our home stations and Northern Community Radio. Matthew, just fill me in. How far does WTIP's signal go?
Well, our broadcast signal goes from Two Harbors all the way up to the Canadian border, all the way up the Gunflint Trail, and a long ways out into Lake Superior.
Wow.
That's a long way.
That's a long way.
A very long way.
A lot of fish listening right now, too.
Yes.
Lake trout. Well, I tell you, that means, along with our home frequencies, tonight's show will be broadcast from Isle Royal to the Western Prairies, from Canada all the way to, believe it or not, Fort Ripley, and across the world through the magic of the World Wide Web. Say, Matthew, where's a good place to get a donut in this town?
Well, the best place is right down the street at the World's Best Donuts.
World's Best Donuts. Well, thanks, Matthew. That sounds great. The world's best donuts in America's coolest small town. It really doesn't get any better than that. Nick, could I get a little walking music?
Like this?
Yes, that's exactly right.
For tourists?
I really like your portable keyboard.
It's
really
perfect.
Nice. As we're walking down the streets
situation.
Of Grand Marais. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm a little turned around already, so let's stop into this place here to see if we're headed the right way. Let's just check it out. Hi, what's that name tag say? Tyler. Hey, Tyler, what is this, some kind of marine shop?
What gave it away, the boats or the boat motors?
Touché, well played. Well, listen, I'm here in town with the Great Northern Radio Show, and maybe you've heard of us.
Are you on Spotify?
Goodness, no. Is that some kind of drug? I'm a clean living kind of guy, pillar of health, and I'm wondering if you can point us to the donut shop.
One block over, head that way.
I appreciate that. Thanks. I don't know.
You know, pointing doesn't really help us on the radio, but thank you.
Yeah, whatever, man. Yeah.
Well, okay. There's the seagulls. Okay, well, let's see. they're getting closer every time. We're crossing the road now. Just look up. Look at this view, Nikolai. Isn't this beautiful?
Beautiful.
It's just gorgeous. Look at these folks here. Hey folks. How you doing?
Hi. Are you from around here?
No, I'm afraid not. We're just here to...
Well, because we were just wondering something. Oh?
Yes, we've been having an argument. I'm Gary Blarg, by the way. This is my wife, Sue Blarg.
Hi.
We were just arguing about that body of water over there. I say it's Hudson's Bay, but Sue here says it's the Mississippi River. Which one is it?
Well, actually, Gary, that would be Lake Superior, head of the Great Lakes, largest freshwater lake in the world, at least by surface area. The deepest freshwater lake is Baikal in Siberia. And if you go by lakes in general, the Caspian Sea, but that's saltwater.
I see. So it's Hudson's Bay. Thank you.
Wait, no, that's actually completely wrong, but okay. Okay, well, I tell you what, I got myself turned around again. I've lost the trail to the donut shop. Let me see if someone in here can help. Let's check this place out.
Yeah, do you want a table or a booth?
You look really familiar.
I don't know, man. I just work here.
No, you're the guy from the boat shop.
Oh, yeah, I just finished my shift over there. Now I'm here till closing.
Oh, my goodness. When do you sleep?
Huh?
When do you sleep?
October. Usually.
Well, do you remember my predicament looking for the donut shop?
Who are you?
I just need a little directions to the donut shop, maybe with less pointing and some more specifics.
Yeah, I'm not really into that. Let me get Shyla. Shyla, get your skinny butt out here.
Bud, I'm fine, mozzie stick.
Guy here has a bunch of word questions.
I swear, Tyler, you're as dumb as the tourists, only twice as broke and three times as useless.
You ain't no prize. Why don't you tell this guy about how well you did at college?
God, you're awful. I'm sorry you guys had to see that. We broke up last week. It's been really tough.
I see. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. And we're actually just looking for...
Donut. I mean, you think you know a guy, right? Oh, grow up just down the street from each other, but then, just when things get serious, something changes.
Oh, that's very sad. I always find that in times like this, it's best to eat your feelings. Food always makes it better. Which brings me back to my question about where one would find the donut shop.
Oh, heck. It's down by where the phone booth used to be. Second left past the yellow house.
Second left past the... Where was the phone booth? Okay. Nick, let's get out of here.
Get out of here.
Yeah, okay. Well, I tell you, this is clearly a close-knit community. I think we're near the donut shop now. I can smell donuts. And, oh, look, it's our friend the Blargs. Hi, Gary and Sue.
Oh, we've got another argument we're trying to settle.
What's that?
When did black bears go extinct? Was it before or after the ancient city of Duluth sank beneath Hudson's Bay?
Gary, that's crazy. I mean, first of all, you drove through Duluth to get here.
No, that was New Duluth. I know that because when we drove through, we saw a sign that said, Gary, New Duluth. I mean, it was personalized.
It must be from Chicago.
Oh, Gary, black bears aren't extinct. They live all around here.
Oh, not anymore. I saw on the news they're all gone now. They shot the last one with a dart, loaded it onto a truck, and took it somewhere. Probably Guantanamo.
Oh, maybe so, Gary, maybe so. Well, you folks have a nice day.
Bye!
Okay, well, I see we have some kind of outdoor market here. Why, look, it's our friend Shyla again. Is that you, Shyla?
Oh, hi again. Sorry I got so emotional
back
there.
Yeah, it's okay, no problem. Why aren't you at the restaurant?
Oh, I was on first shift. Now I'm working down here at the market. Actually, I'm just filling in for a friend who's making giant puppets for a protest right now.
Hey, babe, who are you talking to?
Oh, just some guys. Get over here, you.
Oh. Mm. Oh, yeah.
Well, I see you've patched things up with Tyler.
What? Oh, no. No way. That guy's a jerk. This is Kyler.
What? He looks exactly the same. He's even wearing the same clothes.
Oh, this is gross. Can we go?
It's his brother.
Oh.
Sorry, bro.
Oh. Young love. A constant source of inspiration and hope.
Hey, look, there's the donut shop.
Oh, thank goodness.
Jesus.
And look, just standing here on the corner, it's a couple of local guys who play some great music, Boyd Blomberg and Adam Moe. In fact...
Howdy.
In fact, they're on our show tonight. Hey, guys. How you doing?
We're doing very well, thank you very much.
Yeah, thanks. Oh, it's been lovely coming to your town to hear you guys play. I see you've met our tourist pals, Gary and Sue.
Yes. You know them? I'm impressed. That's you, too.
Ooh, well, I'm pretty sure that's Pushing Chain from Lutzen, from right around here.
Oh, no, that. I think that's just an alias. I mean, count them. One, two. When your finger is pointed, that means you. You, too.
This isn't our first time around the block, son.
Well, I think it's time for some donuts. So, hey, guys, let's hear some music.